Swimming Australia has issued an unreserved apology to women and girls involved in the sport after a scathing independent report into the elite organisation's treatment of women. It was commissioned after claims of misogyny made by Olympic medalist Maddie Groves. The report's authors have made more than 40 recommendations to improve gender equality in swimming, including a ban on all male boards. Here's Rhett Burney.
Underwater. With Maddie Groves.
Groves goes again, pushing hard for the water.
Maddie Groves has notched up a host of achievements in the pool, but it was her brave decision to lift the lid on Swimming Australia's culture that many will see as a victory for women's rights and gender equality.
Witnessing sort of a variety of misconduct and, you know, misogyny, body shaming, perversion, I guess, and that seemingly nothing has really changed in over a decade that I've been involved in the sport.
The 26-year-old spoke to ABC's 7:30 program last year after she went public on Twitter about her concerns. Among them,
there was sort of constant judgment on what we were eating. And I specifically remember on a training camp in New Zealand, I would have been 13 years old, and we weren't allowed to go into the dining room and eat without our coach being there to sort of witness that we were eating the correct meals.
Swimming Australia initially told 7:30 it wasn't aware of Maddie Groves's complaints until the program approached it for comment. Soon after, the organisation commissioned an independent investigation into its culture. That report has now been handed to executives, and today Swimming Australia made public the list of 46 recommendations investigators have made, including to ensure an all-male board is never appointed again and to train its coaches to manage issues such as managing puberty, assessing body composition, and preventing eating disorders. In a statement, Swimming Australia apologised unreservedly, saying the feedback was open and frank, and there were experiences recounted that were difficult to read. We want to reassure those who came forward that the sport is committed to ensure these negative experiences are not repeated. Australian Olympic swimmer Kieran Perkins is head of Swimming Australia.
One of the hard bits in reading the review, but also looking at the recommendations, is that, you know, often whenever complaints have come forward or there's been dialogue around issues, you know, we tend to automatically revert to, well, that's history. Clearly, through the report, which is only about what's happening in the sport today, it highlights that it is still going on.
Kieran Perkins says the report itself won't be made public.
For a lot of the people who have actually come forward, and it's parents, coaches, officials, athletes, over 150 of them, you can get an idea of who might be making the comments, and we absolutely do not want to put those people at risk or have them in any way feel that the bravery that they've shown in coming forward is something that will be repaid with them being put at risk in any way, shape or form.
Dr. Casey Simons is a research fellow at the Sport Innovation Group at Swinburne University.
The words that they used were unreservedly apologise without any caveats. That's something I'm really happy to see. A lot of the time we do see a lot of caveats when it comes to these kind of issues, particularly when they're larger systemic issues from a long period of time. There's sort of blame placed on former administrations and trying to, I guess, diminish some of the experiences of the athletes, but we haven't seen that in this case.
In your opinion, what sort of message does this send to other sporting groups, be they, you know, the elite level like Swimming Australia or grassroots community sports groups?
I think it says that it can be done, first of all, that issues are going to happen in sport. We hope that they don't, and, you know, we should all be doing our best to prevent any issues from happening, but sports are a reflection of society and things are going to happen. Don't shy away from them when they happen. Take any reports seriously. Get independent investigators involved if you can and you've got the funding to do so. And if not, go to your bigger bodies and your governing bodies if you are at a grassroots level and get some advice.
Swinburne University sport innovation researcher Dr. Casey Simons. Rhett Burney reporting.